An extraordinary coalition of Western tribal leaders is petitioning for a new conservation area in southeastern Utah. The tribe said Thursday they're uniquely qualified to manage the proposed Bears Ears National Monument. KUBR's Judy Faze reports.
The Bears Ears National Monument would include 1.9 million acres of forest, range, and red rock country in San Juan County. The 25 tribes and pueblos behind the plan prize the land for its medicinal herbs, deep family ties, and opportunities for healing. Regina Lopez Whiteskunk is a member of the Ute Mountain Tribe's governing council. She describes the plan as a way to protect sacred lands from abuses like looting and rampant energy development.
Our earth is crying for healing. Sometimes they say you don't only have a responsibility, but sometimes events, sometimes opportunities, they choose you. The coalition here has been chosen not only by their people in the response to the community, but we've been chosen by our ancestors.
The tribes say they weren't invited to the table for Congressman Rob Bishop's public lands initiative, so now they're asking the Obama administration to go around Congress and create the monument with the Antiquities Act. They include a few spots for federal officials on the 8-person oversight team they're proposing. Eric Deschini co-chairs the new Intertribal Coalition and advises Navajo Nation leaders. He says the coalition presented the proposal to Bishop and Congressman Jason Chaffetz just before the Thursday news conference in Washington.
We invite them to sit down with our coalition leadership to discuss how our proposal can be incorporated into the Public Lands Initiative. We're essentially giving them a second chance to do what we feel is right.
Bishop and Chaffetz join Utah's GOP senators in a statement saying many Native Americans in Utah don't support the coalition. But coalition members say more than 70% think it's a good idea. Judy Faze, KUER News.